to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. My name is Bobby Berg. I'm a motivational speaker for schools, and I am here to help you live your best life today.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. I'm your host, Bobby Berg, and let's get this out of the way up front. Yes, there was no episode last week. As a lot of you that follow me on Facebook and TikTok and all that nonsense, I have COVID. And my throat had swelled up so much that I couldn't swallow, let alone speak. I was typing out anything that I needed to say to people on my phone and showing them the screen because it was that bad. So thank you all for your patience. Especially those of you that have been going through the older videos, like we're talking back in the, 30 to 70 range. I really appreciate that because there's a lot of content that I put out and I just really appreciate you guys rocking with me, even if it's old stuff that you might not have heard yet, because, it's really cool. Because when I post things, I'm like, I'll get a couple people to check this out, and they'll enjoy it, but I don't really expect... I'm not a person that really goes back and listens to old stuff often. It does happen, but, it happens in batches, so when I go back and listen to someone's old podcast or I catch up on a new one, I will binge all of their stuff. So I really appreciate those of you doing that. That's really cool. So I just want to talk a little bit about how my week has been. It's been rough because I've been sick and I've had a lot of time to just sit down and think and just kind of be stuck in my own head. Because, there's only so much TV you can watch. There's only so much you can dive into a book. There's only so much, scrolling through Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, all the social media that you have. Before you just put everything down for a second and go, okay, let's just put some music on and be present here for a minute. You know what I mean? And ironically, one of my longtime students called me and he's like, he's not a student anymore. The kid just turned 21, but I've known him since he was in sixth grade, pardon me. And, he got some really rough news. He, on his 21st birthday, got called into work and they've been talking about layoffs, and he's like, dude, I'm scared. And I said, dude, you should be. It's a scary thing. He goes, what do I do? I said, Dad, honestly, man, there's no point in panicking. There's nothing good is going to come of planning for something that's not going to come or that you don't know is going to be there. Not to say don't have a backup plan, but I've worked with people where they will obsessively plan to the point where it's, we have plan A, and if plan A doesn't work, we go to plan B. If anything goes wrong with plan B, we go to plan C. They have it all the way down to legitimately, plan M. Like, they have that many contingencies put in place, and I'm going, dude, do you really think that many things are going to go bad? Like, legitimately, do you really think there's that many things that are going to go poorly that can? And I always get the same answer of, listen, when Murphy can rear his ugly head, Murphy's Law will. So I would rather be prepared for it and quote unquote waste time, as you would put it, rather than be caught, blindsided by a scenario that I haven't thought about. And there's some validity in that, but everyone does things differently. And that I was like, listen, that's not a job that I would do. That's not something I would do at all, but good on you for doing it. So my kid and I are talking and he goes, dude, I'll call you later. And I said, all right, cool. So he goes off. I don't hear from him all day. I'm like, all right, that's probably not too bad. Just as I'm about to, lay down, I get a phone call and he goes, dude, I'm not getting laid off. I said, oh, really? He goes, yeah, I'm not getting laid off. This is great. I'm excited. And we set a plan up for him because he's making some big business moves and is considering opening up his own business. About a couple days, maybe a week later, This had to be, Saturday? Maybe it was Friday. I don't know. But he calls me and he goes, dude, it happened. I said, what do you mean it happened? That could be a myriad of things. What's going on? And he goes, I got laid off. I said, really? He goes, this isn't anywhere near as scary as I thought it would be. Like, I'm scared, don't get me wrong, but you've really opened my eyes up to what can really happen here. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, remember a long time, this had to be last year when I brought this up to you, you asked me what I'm really afraid of. And I said, honestly, it's the fact that I've never done this before. I've never been this open. I've never done something this crazy in my life. And I said, I believe that. And he goes, now that I'm here, I'm not really afraid of the fact that I'm here. I was afraid of what was going to happen. And the thing is, none of that's happening. Yes, I don't have a job, but you know, you really put that confidence in me years ago where I lost my one job and you said, okay, whatever. And I got a little frustrated with you at the time because I was like, what do you mean? Dude, I just lost my job. And I said, yeah, okay. Have you gotten a job before? And I said, yeah. And he says, well, you went, okay, why can't you get another job? If you've done it once, you can do it a second time. And that really just opened my eyes because I didn't realize that you're right. Now I know it's harder than that conceptually. It's harder than that to actually get a job, but you're right. I just could get another one. And he goes, and now that I'm here and I'm considering opening up my own business, you really kind of made the decision for me. I'm like, what do you mean? I didn't do that for you. I just gave you some opinions. And he goes, yeah, but everyone that I've spoken to about this has talked me out of it or tried to or given me some inkling of concern. He goes, you're one of the very few people that instantly said, yeah, okay. If you have enough money in the bank where you can, you know, afford to mess up for a month or two, or ideally 3 to 6, but whatever, we'll do with what, you know, we're in the scenario we're in, go for it. Because what's the worst that's going to happen? And I remember telling him, nothing. The literal worst thing that's going to happen is you're going to start this business. You're going to get everything done. You're going to get your certificates, your certificate of good standing, all of this nonsense. And you're going to wind up failing. The business goes under, you don't make sales, and you're right back in the exact same boat that you were before. Now, to me, that doesn't seem like that big of a job because at that point, you tried something new, learned a lot, not just about yourself, but how business works. And most importantly, you're just getting another job anyway. You've already done that before. In my head, you might as well try something new. Try this idea that you've been really pushing for and see what happens. Because what if this fails? Well, then it fails. But what everyone fails to do is they don't stop to consider what will happen if this works. What happens if you make it? What happens if that DJ business you've been dreaming of starting for years because you've been playing shows for so many other people under some company that gives you like a 40% cut, which is good, don't get me wrong, but they're not giving you the full cut of what you deserve. All the time and effort spent putting into getting the show going, practicing, all of this, it all of that effort and most of the profit goes to someone else. And now, you know, I tell you this story because one of my buddies is doing this. He started his own DJing company and he is thriving now that he's not working for somebody else. And I don't mean like working for someone else in a separate job. I mean, he was DJing for a separate company and they were basically, you know, giving him promotion. And he was like, I've been doing this so long and I'm good at it. This doesn't help me. And I gave him the same talk. I'm like, dude, go for it. Literally, the worst thing that's going to happen is you're going to be 10K in the hole. And that's a lot of money, don't get me wrong. But you can make that money back. You can pay that money off. Or things will work. Things will go correctly. And I told my student this. I was like, dude, go for it. So he is now in the process of getting things going. And I'm so excited to update you all on how this goes for him. Because I know a lot of you have this little entrepreneurial bug. And you're a little nervous about what's going to happen if you take that first step. And it's scary. When I started my speaking business, I was terrified. Y'all, I'm still terrified. And there are scary moments. There are moments where I look, I'm like, dude, what's going on here? But that just because those scary moments happen doesn't mean I'm going to quit. It doesn't mean I'm done. It doesn't mean I don't want to do this anymore. It just means that some things are a little scarier than others. And that happens. That comes with any new adventure that you go on. So that's all I really got for you this week. I hope everyone has a wonderful week, and here's your homework. I want you to be honest with yourself and look at what task, what goal, what have you been putting off because you're too afraid of things working. You're worried about, oh, well, there's so many things that I don't know that'll happen. There's so many things that I'm not sure about. I want you to really sit down with those things this week and picture in its entirety what would happen if it worked. And don't be modest here. Don't go, oh, well, you know, I'm going to start my own speaking business and I would really like to make, you know, $10,000 a year. Really? Is that really why you got into the business? Is that really why you're going and jumping out on this jumping off this ledge on your own? Is that really why you're doing this? Or are you looking to make $70,000 starting? Or are you really trying to make 80? Or in a perfect world, would you be making in the six figures? In a perfect world, would you be making in the high six figures or the mid to high six figures, let's call it, and have a full staff that does all the dirty work, all the legwork for you? You know what I mean by the dirty work, the calling and the booking and the website updating and the updating of the social media and the this and the that and the things that you don't really want to do. You'd have a full staff working for you. Is that what you want? Because that's what I want. That's exactly what I want. In a perfect world, I'd be able to make six figures in my business yearly. We're talking $200,000 a year as a slow year. And have a full staff. And be able to pay my salary would become whatever the lowest paid person in this company is. Why? Because I believe that with leadership, if you don't like your job enough because of your pay, you deserve to get paid more. And if the CEO is making more than you do, then I don't think that CEO needs to be making that much, because I need to feel what it feels like to be on the bottom of the totem pole. That's what I want. And I know my coaches and a bunch of my peers have told me that's a little crazy. I'm like, that's fine. That's fine. This is what I want. You don't have to agree with me. That's cool. But there it is. This is now put on social media. This is now put on the internet forever. This is my dream. What's yours? How hard would it be for you to take your dream and put it out for the world to see? How vulnerable would you be willing to be to actually see that through? See, for me, saying this out loud makes it so that it's not so scary. I'm not afraid of things not working. I've tasted what that tastes like, and it's not as bad as everyone thinks. I want you to sit with your fears this week, with your goals, and I want you to really picture what it would be like to make them come true. And I want you to write it down. I want you to internalize it. And I want you to see how you feel. That's all I got for you. I hope everyone has a wonderful week. Hope everyone hangs in there. For everybody that's sick, I wish you a healthy recovery. For everybody that's just having a rough week, I wish this next week to be the best for you. I love you very much. I hope you remember how important you are. I hope you remember how much you matter. I hope you remember that you make this world a better place every single day just by being a part of it. I hope you realize how loved you are. I hope you realize how proud I am of you. And I hope you realize that any mistake that you've made does not define you as a person. It defines that moment of your life, and that's it. I love you all very much, and I hope you have a wonderful week, and I'll catch you all in the next one. Peace.
I got you.
It's coming. Are you ready to ignite the fire?
We are Speak Fire.
Oh, and by the way, that's fire with a Y.
What's going on, everyone?
Internal fire.
Student fire.
Young fire.
Father's fire.
Leadership fire.
Champion fire.
Unlocking the fire within.
Thank you all for tuning in. Let's grow.
Speak fire.
Speakfire.com.
Speak fire with a Y.
We have a new episode that comes out every Monday at 4 a.m. Are you going to be up with us?
Deuces.
I am excited to bring you my new book, Trendsetter: 7 Steps to Radically Stand Out to Be the Best You. This book details my journey of coming to the United States and being excited to embrace the American culture. But unfortunately, my culture was not accepted, and I found myself being bullied as a young girl. And in this process, I decided that I wanted to disconnect from my culture to be more accepted into American culture. And through that process, I got so depressed from trying to fit in that I attempted suicide my freshman year in high school. So this book talks about the journey of what I did to become radically transformed to be the strong woman I am today. This book is something that's really going to enable the reader to understand and embrace who they are, embrace what makes them special, and become radically transformed. Get your copy today at becomingatrendsetter.com. Again, that is becomingatrendsetter.com, or check it out at my website at aishathomas.org.